Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 21 for Tuesday, August 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were down sharply Tuesday morning, breaking below nearby support as losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola was down by $8 to $9, the November contract down $8.70 at $476.80 per ton. Speculators were noted sellers, while farmer hedges were also thought to be coming forward as harvest operations start up across Western Canada. The November contract fell below the $480 per ton level in early activity. That was bearish from a chart standpoint and triggered more selling. However, ongoing uncertainty over the size of this year's Canadian crop did help limit the losses to some extent. Stats Can releases its first survey-based production estimates of the year on Friday, and the crop is generally expected to be down on the year due to adverse weather during the growing season. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are both lower, while corn held closer to unchanged. Soybeans are down 9 to 12 cents, the November contract down 12 at 904 per bushel. Economic worries out of China were back at the forefront of the commodity markets today, with a sharp decline in the Chinese stock market raising fresh concerns over possible demand for grains and oilseeds going forward. The country is usually the world's biggest buyer of soybeans, and the chance that the demand may falter is bearish for prices. Relatively favorable U.S. weather conditions were overhanging the soy market as well, with 63% of the crop rated good to excellent. Corn, it's trading within a penny of unchanged, the December contract steady at $374.50 per bushel. Good U.S. weather and concerns over declining Chinese demand also weighed on corn today. Recent weakness in the Brazilian currency put pressure on corn as well, as the soft currency is shifting export demand away from the U.S., as Brazil is now the cheapest source for corn in the world. However, a slight decline in the U.S. crop ratings on the week provided some underlying support, with oversold price sentiment also helping keep corn near unchanged. Wheat, it's down 5 to 7 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 5 at $4.99 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 53% harvested as of this Sunday, according to the weekly USDA report. That's well above the 5-year average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, August 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.